Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome again to another live episode here at WP Studio. We're going to be diving into a series where I build a section on a website, and we'll be using different tools to do that. For today, we'll be using Pods to build it. Next week, we're going to be using Metabox to do the similar thing. We'll also be using some page builders to do those over the course of the next few weeks and months. And then we'll build a different type of feature. The whole goal is to get you comfortable moving beyond just how do I use this tool to how do I use this tool to design full-blown sections for websites so that you'd be more comfortable building out content on either your website or a client's website. So if you didn't know, Pods 2.8 finally got released yesterday. So all the stuff that we've been kind of playing with in the beta versions of Pods 2.8 are finally out in the regular piece of content. So we are going to be using Pods 2.8 today. The release of Pods 2.8 had nothing to do with this webinar. So it's just kind of nice that it's out there. One thing you will notice that in Pods 2.8, there is a new version requirement. So they're starting to pop up the PHP. Now, I think just about everybody's going to be fine with it being at PHP 5.6. But they're really encouraging. Basically, the next step is going to be PHP 7.4. They'll literally will jump directly to there. All right. So we're not going to spend too much time talking about the new features of 2.8. You'll just see them in the use case. So as I said in the description to this webinar, we are going to be building a dynamically auto-populating portfolio section. So this would be like if you have a bunch of clients and you want to feature them, but not take up a whole bunch of space. Well, here's what I've done. I put it on CodePen so you can mess around with this. This is the code of basically what we're going to be building. I use some generic images off of Tumblr. But wouldn't it be great if we could simply have... let me just do this. I'm going to put an H2 tag. H2 portfolio section. And then just refresh this. Okay. Let me do this. Hold on. I'm just going to put this in here, display as a block. I don't want it to be right next to each other. Well, it's going to display it. All right. Well, you guys see why it's going to be a portfolio section. It's got some other CSS in here, and that's why we're having some issues. All right. What we're going to do is it's going to dynamically load content from our WordPress database, but it's going to allow people to sort through and look through the portfolio. Adds just a tiny bit of JavaScript. See this? Basically, all it's doing is on a click function, it is removing the class active and adding the class active. And because everything is a class option as a div that wraps around each one of these blocks, it makes it super simple that I can click on any one of these options. I don't have to have a option one, option two, option three, option four. All it's going to do is every one of them do not have the active class. So basically, this is what it looks like regular, this oblong, oval, pill-shaped design. And then the CSS, you will actually notice as we dig through, just has some simple CSS animation that will open up and provide the options. So that's why we're going to be kind of going through and seeing how we can build this from scratch using Pods. All right. So We're over here. And again, as you just, as I said at the very beginning, this is Pods 2.8, and we are going to start from scratch. So Pods now automatically will always have the Pods template enabled. If for whatever reason you are using this on your own site and Pods template is not enabled, you are going to need to enable that in order for us to pull off the code and the display of what we're doing. You don't need any of these other components. So we are going to basically, and I'll go back and forth between this so it's easy to see and explain. We need a custom post type that will be where our portfolio is. Now, what I'm also going to do that's slightly different than this design element, these icons in this these circles are going to be like category based. And so what I've done is before the webinar, I went and found a few images up here, these first five images for like a computer design stuff, people or an event type thing or photography or building a shop, so that we're going to use these simple little five images so that it doesn't matter when we add a new portfolio element to our site. It's going to automatically pull in if the website we built for a client is an e-commerce site, this little thing is going to show the e-commerce one. See how that we're going to do that? And then this allows us to, when we go through and create our design or create our custom post type, we don't have to have the client remember to upload or connect the proper image. So this is all the background of what we're doing. So these will be dynamically placed based upon what type of a portfolio it's going to be. By doing it this way, and you're going to see how when we get into the templates, we're going to do like basically an if statement. If something is something, we are going to be able to check and see if a certain piece of content has an option. So we're going to check. All you have to do in the custom post type is check what type of custom post type it is, or what type of portfolio, and that will automatically pull in the right image. So let's start from the beginning. We're coming over here to Pods. We're going to create a new custom post type. So let's go ahead and create. We're going to leave it as a custom post type, and it's going to be portfolio. Portfolio. Because it's portfolios. Next step. All right, now we're presented with the new Pods 2.8. If you haven't spent any time with the beta version, this will slightly look a little bit different, but we now have more control over where fields show up and where they don't show up and how we can kind of put them in groupings. So for this, I always like to jump over to the advanced options and select what I want this post type to support. So we'll go ahead and keep the title. We'll go ahead and keep the editor because we're going to have a little description if we wanted a description for the editor. And I'm going to show you why that could be really a cool thing of putting in a default hover. If somebody's hovering over this, let me show you like this. See how we have an image here? And our image is in a background style. There's a div class. We could put something like a title. So when we hover over something, it's going to just display our description because we're going to use this information as a separate field that we fill out. So I'm going to try and keep this also as simple as possible. So we'll leave the title, the editor. I want to make sure it's public. Sure, we could make it query searchable because let's say we do want to have a search on our site, in which case what we will end up doing is using like the auto templating option and having a single post. The hover will not work on a touchscreen. What we'd have to do is use like a JavaScript if we wanted to create a tooltip. So that would just be a step beyond what we're doing today. All right. Now, part of the reason why I'm really excited about Pods 2.8 is we can now create if statements. So what I'm going to do in this, you'll see why. What I'm going to do in this webinar is I'm going to show you one way to do it without Pods 2.8, just in case some of you have sites that can't be upgraded to 2.8. I'll show you how you can pull this off if you can't upgrade. But we can do some really cool things with the Pods 2.8 stuff. All right, let's go to fields. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to edit this more field. We will call this one our portfolio settings. We'll keep it normal. Great. We don't need to do anything else. Save that group. We got our portfolio settings in here. Okay. Several things we need. We need in our group, the type of field, we need to have a plain text and we will call this one our our design description. Basically, it's not going, most of the time for us, our portfolio is going to be websites. But sometimes we might have photography stuff, we might have other things. So we'll just have a design description. Save that field. We may edit some of these field stuff. But I'm also going to put a website. Because if our portfolio is, maybe we do want to actually put the website out there. And again, we can choose what type of example are we wanting. Now, here's what I would end up doing is I might simply put this here because I'm not really looking to make this a straight URL that's going to be linked. But what I might end up doing is just make it look like a website on screen. So I don't need to worry about my formatting to be an actual element. I'm probably not going to link it off to something. All right. So I've got my website. I've got my design description. I need an image. So we need our portfolio image. Come over here. Now, I could do the post thumbnail, or I could, let me just save this pod before I leave this section. I could go back to the advanced options and create a featured image. I'm going to leave that off because I may want to work with the image slightly different because of I'm just going to be loading it directly and I want to make sure I have my image where I want it to be. So, as well as control sizing myself. So we're going to add an image and we will call this one our portfolio screenshot. Come down here, find my image. And at this point, I can come over here to my image and I can start saying, okay, what am I going to do with it? Am I only going to do images? Do I want to be able to edit it once it's there? We'll just leave all this stuff. I don't think I need to do any resizing. So I've got my design description, my website, my portfolio screenshot. Now we have to come up with a way to classify this. Now this is the difference between Pods 2.8 and everything before. If this were Pods 2.8, if this were before Pods 2.8, I would be using this yes, no checkbox. Here's why. I would do something like, is this a e-commerce site? Boom. And let me add one more and we're going to get rid of these, but is this a event or a yes, no? All right, let me show you what's going on. Let me save this pod. Let me quick go look at this portfolio. We're going to come back here. So the old way of doing this, I would have these checkboxes. Now you might be saying, well, why don't you put them all in a drop-down list? Or why don't you put them all in something So it's a single field, or maybe I can do a drop-down field and have the client select this. The old way of doing pods, let me bring up my views, my templates. The old way of doing these templates, when I created a template, and let's call this one our quick port, where we're going to use and connect this to our portfolio. In my template area, yes, pods has the ability for me to do if, and then I would select something like, if this is an event field, meaning if the event field is filled out, then we are going to show event picture. Close the if. And then I'd have to go if e-commerce site show e-commerce picture. If. So that's what we used to have to do. Let me zoom that in for you guys. That's what we had to do in the past. Because before Pods 2.8, I could not write a condition that says if some field name. And I couldn't compare it. So I couldn't do something like if is not, or I couldn't compare a field value. But now, and so therefore all I could do is say, is this checked or not? Does that make sense to everybody about why we would do something like that in the past? Pods did not allow you to actually write true PHP conditional logic. We would simply just check if that was checked or not. Okay, but now Pods has changed. So let's go back to edit the pod. Pod has improved. Pods have improved with 2.6. So I don't have to use these type of fields. So I'm going to delete that. And I'm going to delete this. Instead, I could put a field and we will call this one our portfolio category. And in this portfolio category, I could do, again, if you're looking for the drop-down field of a bunch of options, it's a relationship. And so I can do a simple relationship where I'm defining all the values. I don't have to hook it up to another post type. In the past, we would do that as well. I might create a custom taxonomy that would allow me to generate custom taxonomies. But if I'm building the site for the client, I already know exactly how many categories we're going to allow them to use. So I'm just going to use simple. And in this, we're going to go through, we've got our e-commerce, we have our event, we have our website, we have photography, and we have a personal. I have people. So we now have options here. At which point I can come down here. What is it? Is it a multiple select? I only want one. Is it a drop down? Is it an autocomplete? Whatever we want. I'm going to use the drop down. And then we're going to change this to say choose category for portfolio project. And save that field. So now let me save this and we will jump back A to look at what that looks like here in our in the custom post type. So now it looks like this portfolio category, and we can choose something from this, which means now in our template, rather than doing just a straight if statement for if the event is something, or if the e-commerce site does have something. One second, guys. Can I help you? Can I come out and play? I'm still working, and I will come get you guys in the house. So I'll be right out in just a bit. Oh, are you bringing Teddy in here?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm actually teaching some people online. So if you guys can head back over to the main house and take Teddy there. Does that work?
Are you spending back here a lot?
We are. Okay, hold on 1 second, guys. Okay, guys. So can you head back there and you tell Auntie Kara that Uncle Ben is still teaching? Okay.
Can Teddy stay in here?
Oh, no, Teddy can't stay here. So you need to take him outside. Yeah, he needs to go poop. Okay, so I see you guys later. We'll play some red light, green light later. Okay, so those were the three-year-olds who are out walking a tiny little dog. I thought I locked the cabin door. Okay, all right. So we are back here, and I think we were talking about how Pods 2.8 just made this our life so much easier. Why? Because this was all we could do. Yeah, no, Teddy is a tiny little puppy that has more energy than you'd ever think. We no longer have to be limited just with a single statement that says, does this field have a value stored in it? Now we can write comparisons. It's awesome. So now I can do something like if, and if I'm looking at, refresh this because let's reload this template. Set the portfolio. Because remember, now we have portfolio category. If portfolio category actually, I need to do this. If the field, I did it wrong. Field equals portfolio category. I can do value equals, and then I can say, I forgot what the values were. Event. And then I can say compare equals like. If it's like this, all of a sudden, that's my if statement. I don't have to create multiple fields. Now I can do something like show event info. And I end the same way where I close the if statement. Then I just write another if statement and I can compare it to e-commerce. Isn't that awesome? And then I can do this. It's going to make your life so much easier, and you can make more succinct custom post type with Pods because of this. And then we do show e-commerce info. All right. So once we do this and we realize we can start doing all sorts of comparisons with Pods 2.8, I do want to let you know that we now can still do the same type of thing of just checking and seeing if a field is empty. So for example, we can still do this portfolio, spell it correctly, folio category. We can still do that, and then it's simply just checking if that portfolio category is empty, has been filled out. This is the same as field equals portfolio category. So that's now the same. And it's also the same of this. So we can get really fine grain. Why is this important? Because now we can do multiple comparisons. We can do an equals, not equal, greater than equal, less, or sorry, that's the greater than and the greater than equal. We can do like, we can do not like. All of these things are showing up in this compare option. We can do exist. Does that exist? Does it not exist? Is it empty? Is it not empty? All of these are now options in the new structure of the if statement. So if you've been using Pods, or maybe you went away because the conditional logic on the template system was too limiting, The door just, the floodgates just opened up here inside Pods 2.8 to allow us to compare, do anything with this template. So that's why when we go back over here, we don't have to do much for creating our portfolio site that will dynamically build the different icons based on what the client selects or what you select here. Just kind of a cool little feature. And we can do things. Now, you'll notice how I've done multiple if statements here. That's because right now, Pods only supports an if statement. It doesn't support something like this, else if. Like if we went through here, got rid of that if, and did an else if. There's no else if in Pods. So we do still have to, in the template, write each if statement. Just turn it on. So basically, if this is not true, whatever we put in here won't happen. All right. So now that we've done a little bit, let's create two or three custom post types. Let's fill out some portfolio information. So I'm going to make sure we are on the latest version of the portfolio. Oh, and I always like to add one other field almost with every single thing that I am doing online. Because yes, we can sit here and do visibility public or make sure this is unpublished or not. I sometimes like to always put a checkbox on my custom post types that says go live or not live. So this allows me in my template to write a condition, don't do anything with this template if the checkbox does not say go live. That way I can publish all that stuff. I could pull those informations or those information about upcoming events. For example, WP Studios, library of upcoming trainings. There is a checkbox that basically says, is this a future event? Check the box to make it go live in the replay library. So I always like to attach something so I can have control in my pods, in any of the content that goes out. So I put something, a simple checkbox, a yes, no, go live with content. Something like this, whatever it is. Save this. And I might also put this at the top, save this pod. All right, so now when we come over to our portfolios and we go add a new portfolio, I don't have to worry about, did I remember to publish it? Did I not? I can just work on it and it's not going to go live yet. All right, so let's create our super e-commerce site. This is some really cool information about the project that includes misspellings. We'll fix it. There we go. All right. Design description. E-commerce site for local gas station. Bob's Trucks. And we will just go ahead and select, we'll just select something that we already have. This is from one of our other website or other other webinars, grab that. So now I can come over here and we're going to select e-commerce. Publish. Simple as that. Come over here, create a new portfolio. We'll create one or two to get started. And then we will do Halloween horror show. This is the greatest event in the world. Design description. Join the fun. and games. Horror fun time. Grab this. I don't think I have anything in here. Let's just... cookies. That's because that always makes people think horror fun time. And that's an event. So notice how we're creating this. All right. Let's go ahead and make sure I check both of these. I need to go back to the other one. The reason why we're just at least getting two of them is so that we can have something to work with on our template. All right. So now that we have some content, and again, we can do a whole bunch of other things with pods, with the new front end forms things. We could play around and use pages to pull out. For example, let me just show you this. We're not going to spend any time. If you're creating a page here in WordPress and all of a sudden you're like, you know, I need some pod stuff, I can pull out. Now pods has the blocks. If you're using the Gutenberg editor, it's all here. And you can pull anything out. You can pull single fields, views, single items, field values. Like I can literally go in here, which pod are we using? Which field are we pulling out? And I can pull stuff out. So just wanted to let you know that that's now fully integrated 2.8, but that's not what we're doing today because we are going to pods templates. All right, let's go ahead and create our portfolio listing. Now, just so we know, this is our archive of portfolios. I'm just putting this in here so that I can publish this so that we can jump over and I can show you that when we are editing our pod, make sure I refresh, edit the pod, portfolio pod. Auto templating option, we're going to enable this and we're looking for the list template. Basically, Pods has renamed the archive template to the list template. So I'm just going to say, hey, it's the portfolio listing. What are we going to do? Let's replace it, see what happens. I can't remember where it's going to fit. So let's just check. I may have to change it to something else. All right, so let's go to our portfolio here for just a moment. The reason why I'm doing is throwing up a view because I want to make sure that our short code is there. Oh, nope. Why is it? Oh, this is a page. Let me edit this page and delete it. This is what we were playing around with earlier. Let me just delete that one. The reason why I'm doing that is no page exists for the portfolio. So I need to make sure that this pod actually has a custom post type. Yep, see, look at this. Pods does not have an archive. I need to go to the advanced options. That's exactly what was happening. And enable the archive page. I tried to circumvent it and go directly to the archive page. All right, so now let's go back over here. Go back to our portfolio. And it didn't like that. So let me change this to before, see what happens. Oh, the page is not fine. That's why let's go to do the trick of refreshing the permalinks. Anytime you create a new archive page, we need to make sure that the permalinks are fixed. And then we can go back to our there. Okay, so here's our portfolio. So it's a listing page. Notice how it is grabbing the archive of portfolios. I just wanted to put that in here. Now let's check this to see if we can replace it. And if we can still get the, yeah, archive of portfolios. All right. So now we have information for our archive. And our template is going in here to our just our listing. I think we got that set. All right. So once we're here, now we can begin pulling this type of information in how we're going to design and play with this. So now I can come over to our pod template and say, you know, that's not what we're looking for. We are looking for images. So in our image, we are going to, we're just going to put in everything into overarching div right now. We can call this an ID object, because everything is going to be inside this div. Then we want another div, and we'll call this one our wrapper. We'll just do div class object wrapper. And inside this object wrapper, basically the background is going to be this object, this image. So what I need to do for us right now, I'm going to do as a, we're going to add the style. We'll do some inline CSS for now. Background image equals URL. And at this point, we're going to use the pods template thing. And we're going to find our portfolio screenshot. Let's try medium large. I can't remember which one it's going to be. We'll have to check. Oh, and it needs the at sign. Remember, the at sign is how we pull in our image. Okay. Get the formatting just right. All right. Because remember, when we're using our open. That's what I needed. It's like, that doesn't look right. There. Our little braces have to go in there. And that's pulling this information in. And then we could have at the bottom, we'll just have another div. And we'll call this one our title. We'll do a post title, because that's the post title of the project. We can have our div class web URL. And it's going to be the website. And we'll add one more. Project description. Okay, now one of the other things that we're going to have to do for this, and again, I'm just getting everything on here, we'll work on formatting in a bit, is now we need to be able to connect up all the different categories. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to our portfolio category. So I have my list. We're going to have another tab open. We're working on our template. I'm going to have another tab open so that I can go and grab the URLs of the media library items that we are using. So when we want this one, we're going to be able to grab our shop item and everything. So this is where we can now, in our templates, we're going to have a if statement where we can now do the field for our, go all the way down to our portfolio category over here. And then we can do a value equals, and I can go through each one of them, e-commerce. And then compare equals like. Well, actually, I can just do equals because it is going to be equal. And at which point I can now put a image class portcat for my portfolio category. Source equals, now I don't have, I'm actually going to put an actual URL in there. And that's what we're going to put. Now our portcat class is going to turn it into, basically it's going to add border radiuses of 90 or 45, whatever, and background of white with the image, with the overlay. so that we can get it to look like an icon, even though it's not an icon. Does that make sense? And we close the if statement. Then we go through and deal with our if file, do the same thing, portfolio category, value equals, jump back over here, event is the next one. And our media library for the event is this one. Grab this image. Event, oops. Compare equals, it's kind of weird for equals, quote equals, image class. It's going to use the same class because it's always going to be designed the same way, the same size, and the image is, that's the only thing that changes. And you get the idea. Now we can come back over here and take a look at our portfolio of what we're doing right now by going to our portfolio. Just so you can kind of see what we've got going on. Again, we don't have everything fitting in here. We have our image that's popping in there. It's everything that's going on. And what we're then working on is modifying each one of these elements to appear as this is a single piece of post. Now, how do I say single piece of post? Let's jump back over here. Let's inspect. Because you'll notice how, sure, we have an object. We've got, let's go to our div class wrapper. See how we've got two articles? Everything starts as an article. It's a loop. So when we're on the list section of any archive page, WordPress, this is not pods, WordPress is going to automatically wrap everything with an article. So if they're wrapping something with an article on this specific page, now I'm just going to use some generic CSS. We'll let it run on the entire website. This is going to be faster. So what we're going to do is, let me pop over here and we'll do keep it super fast. We'll use the theme editor and just work within here because we know it will always be loaded and I can quickly adjust the version numbers. So in our article, let's change a little bit about these articles. So we can basically come in here to our portfolio and do article. Now, for some of our design work that we're doing here, we may have to put some important tags. We may not, just depends on load level. So let's just jump back over here and we're going to see, and actually let me just, what's my height on this? Let's go all the way up. So, object. Okay, this is what it's going on. Minimum width here. Oh, height is 400 pixels. That's what I was looking for. So let's change our article to height 400 pixels. Then we could also jump over here and automatically put something like a min width, max width, and we could also do a calc in there. So when we update this file, go back to our portfolios. I'm going to put a border because anytime I'm really messing around with something that isn't meant to go in that direction, I'm going to put a border around it so I can track what's happening. Red solid. Because also if I don't see a red border, it means it's not loading that. So I need to come back over here, change the version number, update. And then we get our, we're now wonderfully destroying our website. Okay, so now that we know that the red boxes are working, Why in the world do they have an article as an... See, this is the ridiculousness of some of the default WordPress stuff. Widgets should not have articles. Yet, we now see the recent comment widget is an article. So I'm going to solve this just by getting rid of that widget. I'm going to mess around or... Oh, I forgot to turn this off. All right, hold on. This new Gutenberg widget area just makes a complete mess of sites. I don't know if you've run into that. Let's do disable Gutenberg. I need to add this just to turn it off on. All right, so now activate this one. Reason why I'm using this one on this because is sure, I'll go ahead and uncheck that. Man. All right, fine. We'll just leave it to disabled everywhere. It'll just make life easier. I won't uncheck everything. All right. So now I can go back to our widgets and actually deal with them so much. Oh, it already messed up our, well, who cares? Nobody wants these anyway. Because it had already converted everything to a block, it had already screwed up everything. All right, so now we can go back to our portfolio. Just so that we see we have our items. I can even come in here now and start messing around with, since I have my width here, I'm just going to float these. Now, we're going to use a flex in here, but let me just float this to the left, and you're going to see that let's actually... Let's do a max width of 400 pixels right now. So even without trying anything, it still doesn't like to float. All right, well, we'll play around with that. Maren, you've still been avoiding 5.8? Okay. Wanted to make it a little bit easier in pods to handle that, but... Our goal here is take this, the options div that we're working with. And again, if you didn't know this in CodePen, a lot of the code you're going to see to make life simpler is using a preprocessor. Always just head over here and you can see view compiled CSS, and it's going to give you your regular CSS. So that if you want to work closer with it, it's just going to be so much easier for that to be included. So and what I'm finding interesting right now in our little look, my bottom if statement is not, oh, why did I have file? This should be field. I was trying to figure out what I field. That's right. It's not file. Then we should see there's our other image. Okay, so now it's all pin included. That was weird. Okay, so make sure you spell it correctly. So once the field is there and you have all of our elements out here, we can begin styling, basically just bringing over the style from where we are.